Accession number 20974, Reel 2.
Jack Calloway, Reel 2. I think you've remembered something of what you were doing in the early part of the war, because you were in Malta, I think, for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what you remember of the siege of Malta, please?
Well, we went from Palestine into Malta. And we stopped in Malta for 2 years during the big blitz, as you know. And from there, we invaded Sicily.
What do you remember about being in Malta?
Oh, it was awful, you know, day after day, day after day. Every 10 minutes of the day, you were bombed, you know. And because it was only an island, they said free aircraft there called Faith, Hope and Charity. I forget what sort of planes they were. But that's all they had to protect Malta, you know. And from Malta to take about 10 minutes and the planes were across there, you see, from Sicily to Malta. And it was all 20 times a day, perhaps more, as they come down bombing the airways and the villages and where the troops were, you know, day after day after day for 2 solid years. We got no food, hardly any food. We used to live on corned beef. Submarines used to bring that in. Couldn't get any ships in.
Was your health affected?
Well, not particularly, not mine anyway. There was quite a few people, you know. But we didn't get anything. You know, just get hard biscuits and tin stuff, you know, that used to come through on the submarine because they couldn't get any ships in. As soon as the ship was anywhere near the Malta, it was bombed, you see.
How did you get on with the Maltese?
They were all right, yeah, yeah. But you had to be careful because there was a few of them mixed with Germans, you know what I mean? They sort of on the German side or Italian side because it was only across the road, you know, across the water. But mainly they were quite nice, you know.
What were their conditions like?
Well, it's Malta being all rock, you know, and they lived in these big rocks. They had rocks cut out in caves and that sort of thing, you know. And actually, the troops were the ones that were in the trouble because we used to live just off the aircraft planes and all that sort of business, you know, guarding the aircraft and that. And of course, you were billeted just around it. We used to have a few bricks put up on the sangars, what they call them, like you said. And we used to live mostly in there, you know.
Any stories of what happened to you in Malta?
Well, every day it was the same sort of thing. You had to take cover every 5 minutes or every 10 minutes, you know. You never at ease, you know. And just eat what you could, when you could, sort of thing, you know.
Had you thought the Germans might capture Malta?
Yes, every day, any day, you know. As they come over and send, perhaps 50 aircraft. Then stop for about half hour, and then over another come another 20 or 30. And day after day, you know, they said, they're going to invade it from Sicily. It was only a matter of about 12 minutes, and they were over there, I think.
And you were in the Sicily landings?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you remember of the Sicily landings, please?
Well, we went from Malta, and I went myself, and a few more, on a submarine, from Malta to Sicily. But I forget the name of the place we landed. Anyway, we went right through Sicily down to a place called Pisa. There's a big volcano down that way.
Mount Etna.
And we were stationed under that. Cantania, I think the name of the place was, in Sicily.
Were you in much fighting in Sicily?
Not particularly in Sicily. It was more of a clear-out. I think the Germans and whatever, they made their way out of it after we invaded from Malta, you see. But we landed then at a place called Pisa, P-I-Z-O, in Italy. And we went from there down to Naples. We stayed there for about 2 or 3 weeks. Then we went back to England. We flew back to England then, and that's when I landed here. So that was another 2 years sort of thing, more on top of that, in between that sort of thing, you know.